Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, the District Supervisor for the Bay City Office, Brian Rudolph. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Glad to have you on to talk about, well, you know what? Most of the time, it seems we're talking COVID-19, but there are some other issues in the state of Michigan. And before the pandemic started, one of the big topics was soil, the erosion of our beaches and that because of the high water. And you guys, you haven't lost focus on that at all. You are still holding meetings and still taking care of that situation, aren't you?
Yep, that's true. It's been a bit of a challenge with the COVID-19, yeah. But we're still working very diligently to get information out and help folks with the high water on the Great Lakes.
And that's what we're going to focus on right now, because you guys are having another webinar on Tuesday night. Tell us what's going to be the main topic for that, other than, of course, beach erosion and that. But what are we looking at focusing on in the meeting on Tuesday night?
Right. So Tuesday night, we're holding a webinar. It's from 5 until 6:30. There will be presentations from a number of agencies and individuals, including the Department of Environmental Great Lakes and Energy. We're going to have Dr. Guy Meadows from Michigan Tech, Mr. Charlie Simons from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We're going to have a contractor who specializes in the moving of homes, a professional from GEI Consultants out of Grand Rapids. And they're going to discuss topics including everything from the permitting process, shoreline protection, some alternatives to shoreline protection, such as long-range planning, moving homes, and critical infrastructure.
All right. Now, if somebody out there is interested in listening in or even being a part of this, what do they need to do for this?
Sure. So what they need to do is just go to our webpage, which is michigan.gov/eagle, mm-hmm. E-G-L-E, high water. And there's a link right there on the page, and you can register online, and you'll be all set to attend the webinar. I will say that the last time we did one of these, we had 1,000 people register, which I believe pretty well maxed out our ability online. Uh-huh. So if you're really interested, make sure you get in and register early.
Yeah, do so as soon as possible. And again, that's michigan.gov/eagle, E-G-L-E. High water. And they'll be able to, once they're in, to ask a question and participate in a forum after the presentations, right?
That's correct. There's going to be opportunity after the presentations for questions and comments.
All right. And again, go to the website for more information. But I would imagine this is an ongoing issue, and there will be more of these webinars and meetings once the quarantines are lifted, as this will once again probably be a focus of many people, especially those who live along the coastline of the state of Michigan.
Yeah, it's certainly a very important issue for folks that live along the coast, but also for folks that don't. High water is affecting a lot of inland lakes. Even becoming a problem for some of our water treatment plants around the state. So.
Exactly. Again, the Michigan High Water Action Team second High Water Summit webinar town hall will be on Tuesday night. And again, that's from 5 till 6:30. And again, go to michigan.gov/eagle. High water. And from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, District Supervisor out of the Bay City office, Brian Rudolph. Brian, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we get the chance to do so again in the future.
Anytime, Kevin. Thank you for having me.